What about the effects on the tumor comparing the three different taxane? What's your take on that?
There are some subtle differences between these two drugs, the two forms of paclitaxel, and there's some subtle differences between docetaxel and paclitaxel. There's some differences in scheduling also that could make an impact. But if one looks at these drugs, at least docetaxel and paclitaxel, in the adjuvant setting to prevent breast cancer from coming back, there's probably no difference.
What about other side effects that are seen with these taxanes, and how do they compare amongst them? I know one is neurotoxicity.
Paclitaxel is notorious for causing long-duration numbness and tingling. And in diabetics, it's particularly worse. So in diabetics, it's often useful to avoid drugs that would do this because already these patients have numbness and tingling from their diabetes, and you add another drug which specifically causes neurotoxicity, and this can be really problematic for patients. In some patients, it never goes away. So in thinking about subsets of patients to try to avoid paclitaxel, that's one group to try to avoid it, in whom perhaps the nab-paclitaxel may be preferred. That drug is also associated with neurotoxicity, but it does seem to be shorter duration and goes away faster. At least that was the hint in the randomized trial where these could be compared head-to-head. The average duration was almost 80 days with paclitaxel versus about 22 days for the nab-paclitaxel. That was all comers for the highest grade of neurotoxicity. Docetaxel also can cause very persistent neurotoxicity and numbness and tingling, which can last for a year or longer and can be very bothersome to some patients. And we don't have good tools to predict, other than the diabetics, of who may be bothered by this. The other thing is there are very rare patients that can have devastating weakness, motor neuropathy associated with paclitaxel, can't walk. And fortunately, it doesn't happen very often, but when it happens, it can be devastating. It usually gets better, but I've had a few patients who've had long-term problems with neuropathy for years, most of that being sensory, numbness and tingling, not motor.
Overall, when a patient asks you, what's the risk of having some kind of neuropathy or long-term problem with neuropathy from these three agents, how do you put it all together?
I tell patients that they may have this long-term, that most patients, it resolves with time, but how long it can take can be very variable from patient to patient.
What about the difference between the three taxanes in terms of causing problems? Overall, how do you put it together?
Well, I think that the nab-paclitaxel has a lower frequency of this compared with paclitaxel, but they all have a certain level of this. And it seems to be unique to this class of drugs in terms of the effects on neurons.
What about other side effects from the taxanes, for example, nausea, vomiting, and hair loss?
Nausea tends to be very minimal, but hair loss does occur. It's not always complete. Sometimes it's thinning, but it often goes to complete hair loss.